views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalyst, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badili.
All right. And here we are. This is Energy Works Radio. I'm Atana. We have our wonderful guest with us today. His name is Jim Wood. Jim, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you, Atana.
That's awesome. Jim, we met a while back, and you know how I appreciate energy work and music, and we had most amazing conversations in the past when we met, and before sessions and after sessions. And you also went to the energy healer training and the energy healing work, Atana method, with working on yourself and others. So I would like to know how you integrate this in your daily life with music. And just also tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, okay?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm from Middle Tennessee. I was born in Nashville. I don't think it's any accident that Nashville is known as Music City, USA.
Yeah.
Although people associate that primarily with commercial country music and contemporary gospel music and that kind of thing. The grassroots music scene where I grew up here in Middle Tennessee is incredibly rich, very diverse. If you were to take a cross-section of a typical musician from this area, you'd find interest in many different styles of music. You look at the river systems and the history and everything, and there's so much music. Nashville is kind of like the hub of the wheel, so to speak. And so I was raised in a very deep tradition of traditional fiddle music and folk music and bluegrass and that kind of thing. And studied music, studied classical music, and went to school at Berklee College of Music, studying jazz and whatnot. So I have a broad perspective, but I'm very much rooted in that, you know, the traditional music of the region where I grew up in Middle Tennessee. And as far as how I integrate that, I view music both on an individual level and collectively as part of my community, the community immediately around me and the community of humanity. I view music as the peacock's tail. It's like a touchstone where every day I use music as part of my spiritual disciplines and almost in a meditative kind of way, the way I practice and whatnot. So
that's amazing. So you're also teaching students, right? I mean, you're playing music, you're recording. I did a recording with you. The Omaha recording is, we did this actually together in 2015, and you worked also with the background music of it as well with the fiddle, with the violin in the background, right?
That is right. Yeah, actually, it was a full string orchestra where I overdubbed string bass, cello, viola, and violins And I was very excited when you asked me about that, the possibility of doing some background music for the Omohara project, because I had as a flight of fancy, written a piece that was already very much in the right modality for what you're trying to accomplish. I used the, I discovered, actually, when I was a sophomore in college, I discovered a book by a guy named Hugo Norden called, titled Form, the Silent Language, that introduced me to the concept of the Fibonacci series and how that underlays so much of all of what we consider great art, you know, not just in Western civilization, but around the world. And so I've been on a on-again, off-again quest over all these years. I'm 50, I'll be 52 next month, to integrate principles of the Fibonacci series to music the same way that they have been done in visual arts and music, although unbeknownst to most people.
Yes.
And spoken word and visual arts and architecture and whatnot. So the Omohara project, I use a hexatonic scale, a scale that has six notes, and the different aspects of those notes are those notes are different aspects of the harmonics of the basic fundamental. And so they get in and out of phase in one another using the mathematical ratios based on the Fibonacci series. So it's my goal with those kinds of works to create a subliminal, if you like that word, effect upon the listener, where the subconscious mind is absorbing these archetypal forms and structures in a way that's very pleasing. And helps resonate at the deepest level of our psyche. But most of the time, you know, people aren't going to be consciously aware that they're hearing those things. But I enjoy working with structures and forms that allow me to explore the ramifications of applying the Fibonacci series to music.
Yes, and that's beautiful for our listeners. The Fibonacci sequence is a growth sequence into the infinite. We can look up the sacred geometry that goes with it, the golden mean spiral. The Fibonacci sequence in itself is a growth sequence. It's 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, etc. You're basically just adding the last two numbers together exactly the way as life progresses and grows. And every time we bring this natural system back into our conscious mind or subconscious mind, our system automatically, naturally harmonizes itself. So the chakras are basically, the whole human body, anything that's growing is built up in a growth sequence of the Fibonacci formula. And every time you introduce the frequency of Fibonacci, your system starts remembering its healthy origins.
Right. I think of it as like a blueprint by which our subconscious selves or our energy body can align ourselves, you know, go back to our natural state, so to speak. Actually, the house, I don't know if I ever told you this, the house which I built where I lived before, I live in this house now. I built the entire house based on the Fibonacci series. I rounded things off to the ratio of 1 to 1.6, and yeah, every possible measurement, even to the height of the treads on the stairs going upstairs, everything in the entire house was either 1 to 1.6 or multiple thereof.
Okay.
And that was it was a lot of work. It was a lot of fun, you know, but you walk in the house, and on the surface, you don't really notice too much. But everybody always said, "Wow, this house just has a great feel to it." Well, it was that. It was the people resonating on that deep energetic level of people.
That's beautiful. Hey, we have to go into a break shortly. I want you to share with us where people can know more about you and your music.
Sure. Well, I have a website. It's J jimwoodmusic.net. So I would joke sometimes that my name gets misspelled a lot. People put an S on it, but it's jimwoodmusic.net. And I have a contact page there where people can reach me via email or phone. I try to be accessible, so if someone calls, I answer the phone. And all right.
All right. And we're gonna go into a break now and be back shortly, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
And we are back from our break, and we are in a transformational conversation with Jim Wood. Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Perfect. So we started a little bit to talk about the Fibonacci sequence and the project that we had last year. There's also often a conversation and a topic that comes up that's in music circles. So often I hear 432 versus 440, 440 versus 432. Can you say something about this maybe shortly from your perspective?
Sure, absolutely. I'll start out by saying that I went for years, like most everybody else in Western civilization, playing a 440, which means say if I play my second string on my violin, for instance, it vibrates back at 440 hertz, which means that it goes back and forth 440 times in 1 second. Mm-hmm. And so that's been the standard in Western civilization since the late 30s, when when that was established as the international standard. But I played, of course, my whole life like that, and I knew something wasn't right. And I was experimenting with other tunings. I had finally kind of settled on what people call the Baroque tuning, which is A415, which during the time of Bach and Vivaldi and Handel, A was actually kind of all over the place. But people who are into ancient music ensembles, you know, Baroque music ensembles and everything, had established a standard of A415, which is very close to being, for all practical purposes, it's a half step lower than A is. It would be like an A flat in standard A440. So I had settled on that, and I said, okay, I'm going to start playing that way. I can hear so much more. The instrument resonates so much more. With the violin, I could hear harmonics coming out of the instrument. I could play in tune better, and the instrument's more relaxed in a way that created a more rich series of overtones. And so I knew I was onto something. And then a friend of mine sent me an email with a link. Said, "Hey, I think you'd be into this." And it was an article about A432. Mm-hmm. And so, as it turns out, there are deep, deep historical precedents for this, of not only Western civilization, but, you know, I've seen where, you know, Tibetan meditation bowls and everything are tuned at 432. So they didn't have scientific instruments to tune those things. So so I began to explore that, and they're essentially just from a basic mathematical standpoint, 432 is an A that's derived by the multiples of using whole numbers. So there are scientific research about its effect on neurological effect and emotional effect and how it stimulates different centers of the brain. And there's research about vibrating plates. You'll take a plate and put metal shavings and vibrate it. Where at 432, the patterns that result from the nodal points are much more cohesive and form these beautiful geometric patterns. And it's in sync with all this other sacred geometry stuff that we study all the way back to Pythagoras or before. You know, I'm not the kind of person that I'll get enough information from a conceptual standpoint to say, okay, I want to work with this. And then I don't have to become an expert to know if something's working for me. What I started to experience, like in my daily practice, was I started to experience that, maybe a passage on the violin is technically very difficult. I might have to warm up 20 or 30 minutes to be able to play it in tune in A440, and I could basically pick my violin up at A432 and just kind of loosen up for a second and be able to play these things I would struggle to play before. Yeah. And I thought, well, you know, I don't think I'm just fooling myself here. And so I started to get into it more, and the nature of vibrating bodies, any vibrating body, is, you know, it creates harmonics where there are multiple frequencies in addition to the fundamental frequency. And I could start to hear those harmonics with much more clarity. And I was thinking, okay, am I fooling myself? But, you know, say if I hit, say, an A and an E, I could hear other notes in the scale. And it was as if the veil had been lifted for me when I started playing in 432. All of a sudden, there's this this subtle energy that I had been blocked from in my music up to that point, because I wasn't, you know, like I said, I'm not a person who requires a, you know, some PhD to tell me it's okay. I know from my own experience that this works, you know.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Jim, I had another question for you for your energy work and how you integrating this in your daily practice, or how you're integrating your music with the energy work in your, into your daily life.
Well, first of all, I learned from you a part of my daily discipline of doing energy work on myself, focusing on activating the chakras and some things that go along with that. So I usually start the day with that, and then I start practicing, and I start very, 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 very slowly. And my objective when I begin my practice is to go as slow as possible so as to separate myself from the kind of frenetic goings on of the mind, thinking about this and that and everything, and just focus on a singularity. So I will, you know, pick my violin up. If I have an hour and a half to practice, I might spend 45 minutes of that playing just the first measure, you know, the first eight notes of a song or something. And I play very, very slowly, and I play with a drone. Okay. So I'll say, if I'm in the key of A, for instance, I'll put an A 432 drone on with an oscillator, you know, with that just creates a straight A pitch. And I'll play what I'm going to play to that A. And I'll put the metronome on super slow. Mm-hmm. And this is part of my discipline of it's almost like a window into the infinite. Mm. By slowing things down to, you know, by normal consciousness standards, you know, ridiculously slow pace. You know, I'm able to get inside the meaning of each little note, and I find that, as with the energy work that I do, you know, with chakras, this has the effect on me of aligning myself with some deeper realities. Mm. And I'll work with the beat, for instance. I learned this trick from an old teacher of mine when I was in high school. A lot of metronomes have a little flashing light, so sometimes I'll go into a pitch dark room, like a walk-in closet or something like that, and I'll turn the metronome on, and I'll just take an instrument or maybe just clap my hands with that metronome, just staring at the metronome, and total sensory deprivation other than just the sound and that one little flash. And you can hypnotize yourself that way. After 15 minutes or so, that flash, it seems like time is no longer time as you experience it. It's like a much greater resolution. So reality becomes, it's like under a microscope, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I like to fly the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Jim, is this the Xenox paradox that you're talking about, or is there something else that is happening while you do your energy work and the sounds?
Well, I can explain it using Zeno's paradox, you know, where you can divide the distance to something by half into infinity. So, you know, you have the beginning of the beat and the end of the beat, and you can kind of go in time from both directions, from the front side of the beat to the back side of the beat, infinitely into this, like I said, it's like a window into infinity, you know. And from an energetic standpoint, it allows me, by the discipline of playing music very slowly and in a very focused kind of way, it allows me to amplify in a way the energy work that I do. I use music as a medium by which I can, like I said, amplify the energy work that I do with my chakra system. And then in a practical way, when I kind of come back from that experience on a daily basis, the music seems to flow, you know, when I'm playing, you know, with others or at normal tempos or whatnot and everything. There's a connection there that, once again, I don't need a neurologist to explain to me why. I just know that it's real. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and I think at this point, you are also a capacity in your field and with the knowledge of your music and the teaching. Hey, we have to go into a break, and I would like us to share with people how they can reach you.
Sure. I have a website that's jimwoodmusic.net. It has my contact information there, email and phone number. As I said before, I try to make myself accessible, so anyone who wants to reach out, you can easily find me that way.
Awesome. And, you know, you can always get into our archive in atanamethod.com. Can go back into this radio show if you want to look up something else or listen to something again. All right, and we're going to go into a break.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free?
Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
And we are back from our break. I'm here with Jim Wood from Jim Wood Music. And Jim, we've been talking already a little bit about the Fibonacci sequence, energy work, and how you're integrating energy work into your daily life. So walk us through your life with a person that, for example, just comes in and says, hey, Jim, can you teach me to play the violin? And how is that work?
Well, people come from all different kinds of backgrounds, some of whom just hear the sound of the violin and they're intrigued by it and don't really have a sociological, cultural context for what it is, either in classical or jazz or folk music or whatnot. And some, there are varying degrees of knowledge and experience that people bring to it. But when someone is bitten by the bug, so to speak, and wants to play, then I always tell people that my role as a musician, my role as a music teacher are two different things. So my goal is to help someone ultimately to achieve balance and harmony in his or her life. And music is a tool by which, through which, you know, that process can take place. So once again, as I've mentioned in other aspects of my life, I don't try to do a psychological profile, you know, and gather data and crunch numbers and whatnot, but I just get a feel for where someone is when he comes. And I realize that some certain things just intuitively, I understand certain things about learning styles and that kind of stuff. And some people are more, they need to understand how things work. Some people are impeded by the need to understand how things work. They just do it, you know.
That's true.
So what I do is I make a kind of an intuitive assessment of which learning style someone uses.
Okay.
I work with that, and then I try to challenge someone to strengthen the other side, because I believe, from an energetic standpoint, it's all about achieving harmony and balance.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for instance, if you were wanting to play basketball and you're right-handed, then you know you should do more of your drills with your left hand than your right hand. You in no way want to suppress your strengths. Those strengths are a blessing, but you want to create balance on the weaker side.
I see.
So there's an integration of those aspects of the psyche. Some people are more particular and more precise, and they have a hard time getting in the flow of things. Some people easily say, give me that fiddle, and they just dive right in, and they say, wait, and I have to say, okay, we're going to have to slow this down, we're going to have to make this precise, you know. So whichever way, music is such a cool thing, because learning music is like a one-size-fits-all technique for energy healing and self-actualization and raising your consciousness and balance and harmony. Because whatever your weak spots or wherever they are in your psyche, music goes directly to those things and says, okay, now this is what you're going to have to work on. Well, you know, if I show the same piece of music to another student, music may go to a totally different part of the second student's psyche and say, okay, this is what you're going to have to work on.
Yeah.
So it's such a cool thing. And then once those two people start working on those things, then the really cool thing is they get to work on those things, play music together, and it's like the energy of one, you know, feeds the energy of the other, and it creates this symbiotic type relationship where they help one another to grow. And it helps, you know, it's a community of two, and then that can expand all the way to, you know, entire communities. You know, you can have a symphony orchestra and everybody's working together. And the intentionality of what I'm trying to achieve, I very seldom explain these things overtly, at least at first, to students. But I try to hold my intentionality just as when you do energy work, mm-hmm. on achieving certain objectives, or aiding the student to achieve certain objectives about like I said, ultimately you can boil it down to it's about balance and harmony, you know.
So you go in, you can really go deeper in basically sensing where the student that comes to you emotionally or energetically or even consciously is in their own development by basically seeing their music style or how they play the instrument, right?
I describe myself sometimes as being like some old guy who's been a scout for the Chicago Cubs for 47 years. I can just see a guy lace his cleats up and know if he can play ball or not. You know, this point, just seeing how someone carries himself when he walks into the room, I can tell a lot, you know, and how he handles his instrument when he gets out and how he speaks and whatnot. And then when he starts to play, I know almost instantaneously what we have to do. And like I said, though, it's not a process by which I analyze things. It's just kind of, I've learned to trust my intuitive kind of inner knowing about it's about the energy that person has given off. Like I said, I think what it is maybe is becoming sensitive to imbalances in people's psychology, you know, or on an energetic level, you know. And music, I mean, one of the things that makes music so powerful is that, you know, you play music, and if you have these things in balance and in harmony, then the listener, the audience, the community around you, the other musicians around you and everything, they feed off of that energy of that alignment of energies, you know, in your body. And when things are out of whack, you know, then that's what people sense also. So, but music is like a mirror in which you can see the inner parts of yourself that are unseen. You know, you have an opportunity through experiencing music, playing music in particular, you know, as the process of learning, you have a chance to have a direct knowing of those inner parts of yourself, where words and even concepts, you know, thoughts, those things fall short of the knowing at the level at which you understand those things when you play.
Mm-hmm. So I want to go a little bit deeper here. When you actually play and you are like in this alignment with the divine, like where people call it like you are connecting to the super consciousness or to the God consciousness or to the oneness, do you actually see this as a timelessness, as a dance in the universe, or how, or light, or is it just a feeling or a sense, or do you see something? Can you give us an insight to that?
Well, it's certainly not something that I feel the need to distill down to a concept. Yeah. You know, I use words like, you know, God or divine mind or mind of God or those kinds of things. But I think for me, it's the dissolution of the ego and letting the process. I've had an analogy since I was a kid. I was a teenager when I realized that we're like radios, you know. So to be a musician, what I'm doing is I'm fine-tuning through my disciplines and my instrument and that kind of thing, my ability to receive the broadcast. So I guess using that analogy, I think of God as broadcasting creative energy. Mm-hmm. And musicians are like radio receivers, you know.
Yeah.
And so I guess insofar as I have a concept of things, it's that, you know, that God is infinite and forever broadcasting creativity, you know. And we as musicians are the beneficiaries of that. I would like to say also that I think the earth itself, this happens through the earth itself. You know, I think styles of music develop along certain lines based on the energy of the way the earth, you know, is broadcasting energy. You know, I don't think it's an accident that Russian music sounds like it does and, you know, Cuban music sounds like it does. I think it's more than just sociological and cultural artifacts that lead things to sound the way they do. I think the artist is in alignment or receiving that broadcast, you know?
Yes. I would like us to go into this a little bit deeper after the break, into the different frequencies and sounds that the Earth, Mother Earth, is broadcasting and how people are receiving and transmitting it. And we're going to go shortly into our break. Jim, just tell us shortly, where can people find you? How do they contact you?
Well, they can look on the web for jimwoodmusic.net. There is a jimwoodmusic.com. That's another guy who plays guitar down in Georgia. But I'm jimwoodmusic.net.
Jimwoodmusic.net.
Yeah, my contact information is there.
Okay, perfect. So jimwoodmusic.net, and your email is jim@jimwoodmusic.net, right?
That is correct, yes.
Perfect. All right, and if you want to look into the archives in atanamethod.com for this particular radio show, you can find it there in the next couple of days. And we're going to go shortly into a break and see you in, or talk to you in a little bit. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we are back from our break. I'm Atana, and I'm here with Jim. Jim Wood from jimwoodmusic.net, right? That's your...
That's correct.
And we talked a little bit about the earth frequencies and how broadcasting, how we are like broadcasters, radios and receivers and senders and receivers. And can you go a little bit into the depth about the different frequencies of the earth and how the different music arts or styles or cultures developed?
Well, ironically, as you asked that, the piece that Justin was using for bumper music is called Flat Creek Waltz, which I composed a few years ago. And I live in a community called Flat Creek. And I wrote that just in a burst of inspiration, so to speak. It's kind of a tip of the hat to some of the people who influenced my music: J.T. Perkins, Howdy Forster, Buddy Spiker, Fraser Moss, some of my mentors. So you can hear the stylistic elements of some of the great players from the region where I grew up embedded within that music. But looking deeper, I believe very much that the earth itself has certain kinds of musical colors and moods, and that the styles that develop in certain regions are an oral manifestation of this energy of what the earth is. You know, I don't believe it's just a cultural thing. You know, the blues came from Mississippi, or that you know salsa came from Latin America, or you know, I don't think it's an accident that it's just the Russian psyche produced the great the long string of great Russian composers, or the famous German composers. I think people's individual psyches, and then collectively, we are manifestations as human beings, and then the music we produce and the culture we produce is a result of just a multifaceted human experience. And I think that happens by regions to a certain extent. I don't think a person has to grow up in a certain region in order to be in touch with that. My wife is a perfect example of that. Inge plays music with me often, and
Inge is your wife. Just want to bring that in.
Yeah. Inge, my wife. She grew up in Costa Rica, in the Central Valley, and she was born in '73, so she grew up in the '70s and '80s in kind of this cultural desert, where there was no indigenous culture there. It was a kind of wannabe American pop culture. So she grew up with no knowledge of traditional music from this region whatsoever. But when she came here, she experienced playing music with me and my brother-in-law and my father. And she experienced our playing music. And she said, that looks like fun. So she was in her early 20s. When she moved here, and she said, I think I'd like to play guitar. And within 6 months, she was playing on people's records. And so, obviously, she had a great natural aptitude for playing. But besides that, she plugged into the energy of this area. She didn't grow up here. She didn't grow up knowing that. But she was sensitive to that. And so, within a year, she sounded as if she was one of the great carriers on of the tradition here, because she plugged into that energy of the music that's here. And she also plugged in on a personal level to how music is transformational. It can change your life and makes the world a better place and builds community. And so she's been very active in all those aspects, and she connected with the old timers and whatnot. But just at its most fundamental level, like I said, I think she responded, coming in, quote, as a foreigner, literally, the way that people who are natives to certain regions respond. It's here. It's in the air, so to speak.
I see. Well, and we can look at different areas on the planet, and it goes even so far as if you look at the area around Stonehenge, the crop circles that are manifesting in certain frequencies over the year, it's a whole nother manifestation of sound and form and literally the glyphs and the frequencies. But if you go into, for example, into the Middle East, there's different music instruments being used. And if you go to Africa, the drum is predominantly. And there's even a belief that each part of the planet resemble chakra systems of Mother Earth. And as each chakras have a different sound, the Earth chakras, they express themselves in different frequencies as well.
Well, I that's certainly, every time I read those kinds of things, it resonates with me very deeply. Like I said before, some people enjoy and benefit from doing the quote, you know, research and, uh-huh. and going out in the field and doing that work. And I value that. But for myself, mm-hmm. I just kind of know it to be true, and I don't have to have the justification of the yeah. of the science, although I find it interesting. I just know that the area, like, say, for instance, here in Middle Tennessee, where I grew up, it's an amalgam of different styles from different ethnic groups, you know, Irish, Scots-Irish, Scottish, German, French, African-American, you know, the ethnic background of most people here have these different lines that have flowed together here as a confluence of all these different groups. So you can, in an outward way, you can see how those styles have carried forth, you know, artifacts from their ancestors. But it's more than that. It's put together in such a way that makes it unique to hear. Like I said, influenced by how in a frequency the earth here, so to speak. Middle yeah. Tennessee music, for instance, is not bubbly, happy music. It's not like salsa music or something like that. It's not deep and dark, brooding music like, you know, a Mahler symphony or, you know, some Russian symphony or something. It's not a lot of things. It's this, there's a certain kind of, you know, once words kind of fail me, but there is a unique sound to the music that is from here, you know?
Yes. Yes, and I think the mixes and the different styles that are coming together, some of them in country music, but a lot of the different music productions, they're running to Nashville, and there is a Nashville color to it, a Nashville frequency to it. It's almost like an icing. And once that is being included, it has a broadcast capability where it's being absorbed better, it feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not an accident that that Nashville picked up the moniker Music City USA. Actually, a friend of mine is the one who coined that term, Benny Martin, fiddle player, back in the 50s. So, yes, I agree with that. And, you know, and just like Hollywood and movies or you know, there are major kind of media centers that are kind of like the voice or eyes or whatnot of Mother Earth. You know, that has its light side and its dark side, but overall, it seems as though it's the destiny of this place to be what it is. You know,
and Jim, before we go, what words of wisdom do you have for our listeners?
Well, my wife was just telling me this morning. She said, you know, you believe if everybody would play music in the whole world, that everything would be okay. So. I guess, you know, in some kind of Pollyanna kind of way, I tell people it's like, you know, if everybody played music, there wouldn't be wars. There wouldn't be, you know, famine. There wouldn't be disease. People would get along with one another in ways that are unimaginably positive. So I know it's not realistic for everybody on the earth to learn to play music and whatnot, but if we could get into that music energy, you know, and integrate that into our consciousness just on a daily basis.
Perfect. Thank you. And we are leaving with that. If everybody plays music, everything is going to be fine. So let's play music. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.